looking at Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 21. And when that day was accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was that name of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of the purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as was written in the law of the Lord, every male man with the womb holy to the Lord. Sent to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, there are circumstances for the city of Israel. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought him a child to do for him after the fashion of the Lord, then took he him up in the earth and blessed God and said, Lord, now let us now thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes see thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, and light the light of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Joseph, his brother Mark, spoke to him. Simeon blessed him, and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and light of the day of many in Israel, and for a time shall be circumcised. Yea, his sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of this heart may be revealed. And there was one servant, a prophetess, the daughter of Samuel, driver of Sancho. She was of a great age, and had been with her husband 7 years of her virginity. But she was a widow of about 84 years, for she departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayer night and day. And she, coming in and standing to him, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all that were looking for a death in Jerusalem. Simeon and Anna both are then found challenging. First, we look at Simeon. We see his justness towards men, I believe, and his devotion towards God. If we look at Anna, second summer, who is the age of 84, is serving the Lord continually in prayer and with fasting. And to think of both these people being taught by the Holy Spirit in the right place at the very moment when Jesus Christ should be there. That's all in challenge. But the purpose of my message is not to look at these people as such, but to look at how they encountered the child Jesus. First of all, Simeon. One thing that struck me about Simeon was that he was looking for or waiting for the consolation of Israel. And I looked in my 9 Gospel dictionary and I was amazed. I never really thought about it. I knew what the word consolation meant. But it's the same word from which we get our disciples, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. He was waiting for God's comfort. Now, I know that the consolation of Israel was become messianic time. He was fighting for the Lord Christ. And they revealed to him that he wouldn't die until he pleased the Lord's anointed one, Christ. But the sickness plus me was that he was waiting on the Lord. And when he saw Jesus, what a thrill it was for him. He took the child in his arms and he blessed God. He blessed the Lord God for his faithfulness. And then he uttered words and I get thrilled. I must say they never cease to thrill me when I read them. Lord, now let us thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Remember, I believe in Christ, for we are dead in Christ, and I am standing. He reads for us. And he says, for heaven, for my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared for the face of all people, a light for light for the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And our Lord Jesus, and our eyes have seen his salvation. I think we too need to be stirred out to be thrilled in the same way that Timmy was. We've got all that Timmy is thrilled about. Timmy has fallen all at the beginning of the Lord's service in ministry. We saw all that's been accomplished. We've seen the resurrection. We've seen the ascension to be seated at the right hand of God. We've got much to be thrilled about. One of the things that Simeon said also struck me is gruesome. He said that this child is set for the fall. Stop there and run again of many in Israel. Sometimes the Lord brings people down before him. Always the Lord brings people down before he will lift them up. We can acknowledge sin and repent of it and be brought down, then we can't be saved. Simple and brutal blood and faith. The Lord brings people down. Some he restores people rise again. Now, it's not my purpose to tell in a detailed exposition of all these fullness of opinion. I like to think of one thing pertaining to heaven in Calvary. And that is that Emma didn't get mentioned in the Word of God for telling people about how old she was, about her long life, even about what experiences my Lord she had. What she got mentioned for in scriptures was speaking of Christ through all the books for the next that we need to be speaking of Christ to people around us. Not speaking of ourselves, not speaking of the martyrs, not speaking of the problems or of the joys, no doubt in our testimony and in his conviction, but primarily speaking of him.